what many people are calling a high point of his term, President Biden gave multiple speeches this week in which he issued the same strong warning to anyone thinking about attacking Israel. And here was his message.
Don't. 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 Don't.
I won't. I like that Biden only needs one word to get his point across. He's basically the Groot of presidents.
I am don't.
But to give you an idea of how effective don't is, it's the same thing Biden says to his dog right before it bites another Secret Service agent.
Aww, so mean to Sleepy Joe.
Also, while he was in Israel, Biden said the Hamas attack was like, quote, 15 9/11s. Okay, you can't go somewhere to calm people down and then start rating things in numbers of 9/11s. That is not a calm scale. It would be like if your doctor gave you Ambien and said, this will make you sleepier than 20 Cosbys.
Oh, man. And in case you were wondering and didn't actually watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend, I just played you the part worth watching. The sum total of 90 minutes can be distilled down into those three jokes. That was even Weekend Update was pretty disappointing, which is unfortunate because that's my favorite part. That's the one part I watch. I usually like, you know, I watch the open, I watch the monologue, I watch the Weekend Update, and I regret my choice to watch the open typically. I regret my choice to watch the monologue typically, and then, you know, even in the Weekend Update, I don't watch the interview part because that's always terrible. I just watch the, you know, them doing the stories, story punchline, and that was, you know, okay. 612 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Obviously, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, a big part of the news still and will be for some time. I was thinking about this today just because I think a lot of times, Like I've been to Israel, and I know not everybody has. So I think about Israel just a lot differently just because I've been there. That doesn't make me an expert. It just means when you've experienced something, you think about it differently. And so I'm always trying to think as a teacher of ways to, give you a picture of something that might, I don't know, help your understanding. And so I did the map, you know, the hand map the other day, which a lot of people have since told me that was very useful. I'm going to do another one here. It's a very easy one. This is the Gaza Strip. Okay, just to understand, give you a visceral picture a little bit of this, okay? The Gaza Strip is about 25 miles long and between 5 and 7 miles wide right along the Mediterranean Sea, okay? Northeast of Egypt and southwest corner of Israel. And there's about 2.5 million people that live there, somewhere, you know, 2.5, right in that vicinity. It's about 141 square miles, okay? So it's a fairly small plot of land. For perspective, it's about, I'll give you an exact number here. Escambia County is 875 square miles, and Gaza is 141. So you can put the Gaza Strip in the geographic footprint of Escambia County, Florida, five times. It's a tiny stretch of land. I mean, population there, 2.4 million. Population here, 330,000. So seven-ish times as many people in one-fifth the land. That's 35 times more dense population than Escambia County. Now, granted, Escambia County has a lot of stuff for the north. I was trying to think of, like, what's a good way to see this is it's not quite this, but it's roughly this. If you started at Molino and went south to the water and didn't include Pensacola Beach, that's about the size of Gaza. I mean, it's, you know, we're shaped differently because it's wider quite a bit than parts of Gaza. But, you know, that's sort of the rough footprint. And again, 2.5 million people in that space. Just, yeah, no takeaway from that. No, here's what you do with that. But just, that just is, if that helps you kind of picture the situation a little bit. 437-1620. And, you know, look, I watched some of the interviews yesterday, including the interview with Tony Blinken. You know, Secretary of State goes on the TV a lot. And his comments were, I thought, very good. They were right on point. And with Margaret Brennan, who I understand it's hard. It's hard to do a, you know, nationally televised Sunday show. It just is. But she doesn't always do it well. She does it better than most of the rest, which is a sad commentary on the rest. But, you know, sometimes you ask a question, and I'm like, I'm literally yelling at the TV. I'm like, he just answered that. You know, were you listening? I'll get to that in a second. Right now, Jake has got traffic on the fives.
All right, looking good so far this morning. 10 and 110 flowing smoothly. Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze and Navarre checking in clear so far. Highway 90 and Milton and Pace also looking good. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealership Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you have traffic info, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, was on Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation on CBS, and she says,
have you asked the Israeli government to delay in order to give you more time to broker the release of these hostages?
First, step back for a second, because it's important to remember what happened. It's incredible how quickly that gets lost, because it was only a couple of weeks ago that Hamas invaded Israel with its terrorist fighters and slaughtered, and I use that word very deliberately, slaughtered so many people. Again, right. Men, women, young children, babies, old people, you name it. And they continue to rain rockets down on Israel. When I was there a few days ago, we had to take shelter a couple of times because of incoming rockets from Hamas. So my point is this. No country can be expected to tolerate this, to live with this. And as we said from the start, Israel has both the right and even the obligation not only to defend itself, but to try to make sure that, to the best of its ability, this can't happen again.
That's exactly right. No country should be expected to tolerate this. No country would tolerate this if it were done to them. And Israel is not going to tolerate it. And it's still happening. I mean, they're not, you know, parasailing in at the moment and killing children inside of Israel. But they have taken hostages. You know why they took hostages, right? They took hostages like as a way of human shielding with Israelis. That's the whole point, is making it so the Israelis are going to be afraid, or the idea is to create fear in them to move in and bomb and attack and destroy and eradicate, because they're going to be killing some of their own people. I mean, that's the whole tactic. It's, I'm trying to think of an analogy, but like, you know, you go to, I don't know, go to ram some barricade with a car and you put the other side's people on your bumper. You know, it's kind of like that's what they're doing. Well, nobody should have to put up with that. Nobody should have to live with that. And this notion that, well, we can just create a ceasefire now and everything's good. You know, or, well, they've killed more Palestinians than we'd killed Israelis. But you're going to keep doing it. It's not going to stop. They're continuing now. So he's explaining that this is, and he's explained, I think, adequately. This is about creating a security status for Israel that is an entitlement to a sovereign nation. They shouldn't have to just put up with periodic rocket attacks from Gaza, right? So she goes in the next question is like, well, now why don't you just do a ceasefire? And I'm thinking, he just told you. He just told you.
Why isn't the U.S. calling for at least a temporary ceasefire?
First, Margaret, when I hear the stories, when I see the pictures of young children who have lost their lives in this conflict of Hamas is making, whoever they are, wherever they are, whether they're Palestinians, whether they're Israelis, whether they're Jews or Muslims, it hits me, and I know it hits virtually everyone, right in the heart. And that's why it's so important to do everything possible to protect them, and why it's so important to do everything possible to get assistance to those who need it.
So why not ask for at least a...
Well, because why not ask for a ceasefire? Because you can't just freeze us where we're at.
At the same time, I said something a minute ago that we have to remember. Mm-hmm. Israel has to do everything it can to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Exactly.
Freezing things in place where they are now would allow Hamas to remain where it is and to repeat what it's done sometime in the future. No country could accept that.
That's exactly right. As though if you just stop now, everything's good. That wouldn't embolden them or reward them or give them the ability to claim victory or all of the other things. And, I mean, they have to go. They've proved they have to go. So what? How does Israel take care of that? Well, that's the challenge, okay? 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you you have a project that you're working on in your home, you got a repair, you got a, I don't know, an addition, maybe you're building something new, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware, they're the place to go to help you with it, to give you the supplies you need, obviously, but also to give you the advice you might not realize you need. You know, sometimes, I love to tell a story. I had an old boss, and he said, Andrew, the only time I want you to come and ask me for advice is when you're not sure what to do or when you are. And I was like, oh, that's every time. He's like, exactly. And the point is, sometimes you go astray because you didn't know what you didn't know. And you didn't ask. You didn't find out. And so you go to Pensacola Hardware and you're like, here's what I'm thinking about doing. It's my first time trying this thing. What do you think? And they'll say, that's a great plan. Do that. Here's what you need. Or they'll say, you know, here's something you might think about. And then they'll tell you what you need and how to do it, and they'll sell you what you need. And that's the point. They can save you the headache. They can save you the, you know, well, I did it my own way. Great. It cost you more and it took you longer and you had to do it three times, right? Like, that's not what you want. So go to Pensacola Hardware, obviously get the supplies you need, but get the advice that you might not even realize you need. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida for a reason.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
$2.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on. Heavy glow.
I think every bumper I've played today has been Red Hot Chili Peppers. You played some, Jake, that weren't, but I think everything I've played has been Red Hot, which there are worse things in the world than playing a bunch of Red Hot Chili Peppers. We'll say it that way.
Oh, yeah.
625 here on News Radio 92.3. Happy Monday. Good to have you with us. How are the roads looking this morning, Jake?
Well, they're actually looking pretty good. We have an accident. Let's see here. It's Pine Forest and Interstate 10. If you're heading eastbound on I-10, you get off the exit ramp there. There's a traffic light right at the end, and there's an accident right there. So it's kind of slowing things down kind of in all directions there. I-10 and 110 flowing smoothly. Otherwise, Highway 98's looking good. Let's see here. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace looking good. If you have traffic info, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Into the newsroom now, David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy now backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take the gavel. He was on NBC's Meet the Press. McCarthy said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job and said that Emmer could bring the Republican Party together.
I felt very distanced from what goes on in the House of Representatives when I saw the list of nine people and I knew one of them.
Right.
I thought, I just don't pay as close attention to national politics as I used to with all the city council and county commission meetings I watch these days. I'm like, oh, I don't know many of these people. I'm out.
You know, nothing wrong with that. That's really the local meetings are what really impacts our lives.
It's true.
Negotiations between SAG-AFTRA and the Hollywood studios are going to resume this week on Tuesday, nearly 2 weeks after those discussions halted. Saturday, a joint statement was issued from the Actors Union and the studios saying they're going to return to the bargaining table. And last week, Taylor Swift's concert film launched at number one in the theaters. First concert film to do that. Well, now it's the first concert film to stay at number one in theaters for two consecutive weeks. Took in an estimated $31 million over the weekend.
I think they're in the end, there are going to be a lot of firsts for this for this show that people... And the one thing that I kind of wonder... I'm kind of halfway curious to go. I'm not enough of a Taylor Swift fan to really... I wouldn't go to a concert. You know, I don't go to many concerts anyway, but I wouldn't go because I don't know enough of the songs. Don't know them by heart. I'm not that person. The one thing I wonder about is, like, if you're not standing up and dancing in the show, are you the weirdo? Because I think that's what people do is a lot of – it's like a concert. They're there to have fun, and I'd be the one in the back, like, you know, sitting there sucking my thumb listening. Like, what's going on here? I don't know.
I thought I was just here to see a movie.
I thought, yeah, I just wanted to see the music. So here's so spectacular. Okay, all right, y'all have fun. David, thanks so much. It's like going to Rocky Horror and just being, like, dressed normal. And not carrying any devices. Let's just
put it
that way.
You have to blend in with the Swifties.
There you go. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. All right, Jake, I got a question for you. Ready?
Okay.
When is the right time to ask a Hitler-related trivia question at a college football game?
Let's see.
On the scoreboard or on the Jumbotron.
I would say never.
Yeah, that's right. The answer is never. Mm-hmm. But no, that's Michigan State. Go Spartans. Michigan State, apparently what happened is they asked a question, you know, what country was Adolf Hitler born in? Do answer Austria, and they had a picture of the Führer up on the screen.
If you were hearing impaired and you're just watching the game,
yeah. Oh my God! And you know, you kind of like, what in good Lord's name? How did this? Okay, so the backstory is apparently there's like a trivia questions video from the quiz channel, and they took the YouTube video from the quiz channel and just played it. And apparently nobody did a thorough job of, you know, watching the video that you're going to play in front of 100,000. Well, I'm seeing the stands here. Don't look that full. Let's say 60,000 fans. And then all of a sudden you get to the, what country was Hitler born in part? Oh, what did we do? Or other possibility, because they're doing the investigation now. Other possibility is somebody watched it and just didn't think anything of it. Maybe didn't know who Hitler was. Look, anything's possible. Okay. You kind of wonder.
They thought they were like some silent film star or something.
Exactly.
Like
Charlie Chaplin? I'm not really sure. You know, it seems like the same mustache. So in any case, the, dean of, the vice president and director of athletics, Alan Haller, says, yeah, the video was not viewed in its entirety by anybody in the athletics department before it was played, exposing a failure in our process. That's not all exposed. The video was not part of a sponsorship and had no affiliation with any of our corporate partners in our community. Oh my gosh, we're so sorry. An initial investigation assessment has been performed, and an involved employee has been identified and suspended with pay. pending the results of the investigation, which will determine any future appropriate action. So, just, you know, okay, I'll say this. There are times, even when I will go on the air with something that I maybe should have vetted a little bit more heavily, you know, it does happen. But when you're deciding which video to play in front of the whole stadium at Michigan State football games, just watch it first. You know, that's a safer way to go. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next right after Fox.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Israeli military striking more than 300 targets in Gaza overnight and conducting limited raids on foot.
The Israelis continue limited raids into Gaza to try and look for information about the hostages that are being held there and also to ensure that they are clearing the path for that expected ground operation.
As Fox's Trey Yanks, the Israeli Defense Force is saying 222 people are being held hostage by Hamas. A third aid convoy is on its way into Gaza, where a death toll has risen above 4,600, according to the United Nations. House Republicans now have a short list of 9 names for House Speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out. Steve Scalise dropped out and Jim Jordan failed to get enough votes. Congressman Dusty Johnson.
There's still a tremendous pool of talent in there, people who love this country.
They hope to have another vote Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 63 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. More than 20 organizations awarded grants from Impact 100 over the weekend at their annual meeting. One of those recipients, the Pensacola Children's Chorus.
We just received and excited to receive an Impact grant for our performance stage. We have a current stage that is made of wood that has been lasting for about 20 years and it's falling apart. And it is the foundation upon which our singers build crucial life skills that carry them throughout their lives. And so we're excited to replace it with a metal stage. And we are very grateful for the ladies of Impact 100 for selecting us again.
And those grants were given out to multiple organizations across several different categories, including arts, culture, and history, education, environment and recreation, family, and, of course, health and wellness as well. Investigators looking into a heist at a local dollar store over the weekend. Employees at the Family Dollar over on North Palafox say they got to work Sunday morning only to find a hole in the back of the building. They then noticed money had been taken from the store's safe and an ATM in the building as well. Deputies say the thieves were able to cut the power to the building before they cut that hole in the back of the building. They then reportedly disabled the alarm and were able to cut into both the safe and the ATM. Now, no other information on this incident has been released as of yet. Family members have now identified the cantonment man that died in a motorcycle crash on Highway 95A this week. WEAR reporting that family members talked to them identified that man as 68-year-old Louis Rocheblave, and FHP says he was traveling south on 95A when he ran off the road and crashed. Family members say he leaves behind a loving family and he will be greatly missed. Several Florida rabbis now trying to bring comfort to those surrounded by war in Israel. About 15 rabbis left from South Florida yesterday flying to Israel. They'll be bringing relief supplies, donations, and emotional support as Israelis continue to deal with the war with Hamas. One rabbi from Fort Lauderdale tells CBS News Miami they're hoping to bring strength to families that are missing their loved ones. They're also hoping to visit troops that are on the front lines. A poll released last week may not be good for Governor Ron DeSantis. It shows President Biden beating DeSantis in a head-to-head race by 4 points. The Harvard-Harris poll also shows DeSantis tied in a matchup with Vice President Kamala Harris. The poll does show Donald Trump beating Biden by 4 points, even more when third-party candidates are included. And former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy now backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer for the gavel.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarthy said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job.
We got a wide-open southern border. We got crushing inflation. We got war in the Middle East. This is not a moment in time to play around with learning on the job.
He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together, as well as focus on the country's needs. I'm Trey Thomas.
And right now, 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
We have a Pine Forest and Interstate 10 eastbound at the end of the exit ramp at the traffic light. We have an accident there slowing things down. Also a disabled vehicle, I-10 eastbound past exit 12. They have a trailer there loading up some cars. There's no flashers or flares, so please use caution in that area. Highway 98 is checking in clear so far. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. If you have any traffic info, text me at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures warming up near 83 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WERTV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 63 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 59 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Another massive deal in the oil industry. This morning, Chevron has announced it's buying its smaller rival, Hess, in a deal worth $53 billion. The acquisition boosts Chevron as it tries to unseat ExxonMobil for the title of America's largest oil company. Earlier this month, Exxon struck a $60 billion deal with another rival, that's Pioneer Natural Resources. This big buy from Chevron gives it a large footprint in the oil-rich South American country of Guyana. Earnings season ramps up this week and may be a harbinger of good things to come from overseas. Dutch conglomerate Philips swung to a profit for the third quarter. It reported growth in every business segment and geographical region. On Wall Street, futures are down more than 0.5% this morning because of the latest run-up in the bond market. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury rose above the key 5% mark the second time. That's Your Money Now.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Looking for an adventure this spooky season?
Check out Go Retro's Ghost and Graveyard Tour, or Go Retro's Haunted House Investigation.
Oh, that's chilling!
The bus ride takes you to some of the most haunted places downtown. The Haunted House Investigation actually takes you inside a Victorian home with paranormal detection gear. Go Retro is the place this Halloween season. Book online at goretro.us or call 850-566-5220.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Burleson back to punt. This one is a good kick. Lemons comes over, takes it inside the five and muffs it. Should have let it go off his chest, and Delta gets it at the 7-yard line. Second down. Looking to throw. Shagok throws the fade to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown catch. Is he in? No. They're going to say he did not get both feet in. Good coverage over there. They fire the cannon anyways. Now the officials come together. They do have replay. Virgil Lemons over there trying to cover it. The throw was to Jalen Green. It was hard to tell whether or not he had a foot in. Now they say touchdown. Of course they do, because you're in Delta. You're in Cleveland, Mississippi. There were two receivers here near side of the field. Ball in the near hash. Single up top. Argos come with some pressure. Shagog steps up. He's got a man. He hits him. Brandon Cross is chasing him. He's not going to catch him. It is touchdown Delta State. They'll run a fake toss sweep to Nate Howard. Roll out. Got a tight end. Open in the end zone. Easy throw, easy catch, Shagog.
All right, so that's the bad stuff. That's the bad stuff. That was 21-10 at that point after the muff punt touchdown, another touchdown, another touchdown by Delta State, and they were up 21-10 at the half. But have no fear, UWF comes back and
Leggett down here at the 20, near side of the field, receiver in the slot, is offered. He pulls it, finds it. John Giles in for the touchdown from 19 yards out. Argos back in the lead.
They got one for 19 yards to Pee Wee Jarrett to John Giles. They got another one from Pee Wee Jarrett to John Giles, the man, and that was 24-21. And that was the game. Your UWF Argos come back and win against Delta State, a stronger opponent, an upset at their home territory. We will take it. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry, the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. Brian, big win away against a very strong Delta State team.
It was, Andrew, but it's a win. They don't ask you how you did it. They just ask, did you do it? And the Argos did it. It's just another second-half comeback, and that's kind of been their MO and when they go to Cleveland.
I have never seen so many punts. Well, I mean, you know, the last week or two, you know, there have been more, but my goodness, a battle of the defense is just, you know, three and out, three and out, three and out, three, four and out. I mean, just it was all day on the defense, right?
Our defense is an elite defense. I mean, people always want to talk about UWF offense and this and that. But this year, Cavell Connor, our defensive coordinator, has changed up what they've done for the last 6 years, and it works. We don't give up a lot of points. We don't give up. You can't run on this team. You're getting maybe a yard. I mean, they are so strong against the run and good enough against the pass that this defense will keep us in every game we play.
No, it's
the rest of the year.
It is impressive. And also a game in which the only turnover, and it was sort of a like-ish turnover, was the muff punt that Delta recovered. No interceptions, no fumbles on either side, a clean game in that regard. Not as clean with the penalties, 15 for 153. Delta had 7 for 95, so we still have a lot of work to do there. And some big penalties too, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Delta's first scoring drive came pretty much on we gave up 30 straight yards of penalties in three plays.
Ouch.
I mean, so it was just, and two of them were false start or were offsides penalties. So,
okay.
I mean, that just, you've got to watch the ball. Don't listen to them trying to do the extra clap, and they're changing up their cadence and trying to draw you off because it worked.
Yeah.
That's just a discipline thing for the players. You can teach it and coach it all you want, but that one's on the players. So, I mean, unfortunately, there's still work to do, but I mean, we haven't played a perfect game yet, and we're 6-2 and tied for first in the conference.
Yeah, and as you said to Coach after the game, I mean, or as he said, you know, they haven't played to their potential even yet, which is, you know, that's scary and cool all at the same time. One weird note from the game, I just wanted to ask you your opinion about this, is time of possession. UWF had it for 40 minutes, Delta had it for only 19, you know, 20 minutes. It seemed like time of possession would favor an even greater score victory, but, you know, it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you figure, hey, one of their first touchdown was a 7-yard drive. They only needed two plays, so that's going to take like a minute.
The muff punt, right?
And when we hold them to as many 3-and-outs and 4-and-outs as they're going to have, like in the second half, they had 6 possessions. One of them, they got 1 first down and then turned it over on downs. 4 of them were 3-and-outs.
Yeah.
And so if you're staring there at 2nd and 10 or 3rd and 8, you're going to be throwing the ball, and it's going to be an incompletion, so it's going to stop the clock. So it's just not going to be any time for them to build up possession, and their defense had to play on the field a lot more than it probably wanted to, and we wore them down, and you know, we scored those touchdowns in the second half.
Absolutely, and as you said, I mean, defense held them scoreless in the second half, which is, you know, that's impressive. So coming up, what do we have next week?
We host Valdosta State on our Breast Cancer Awareness Day. It's a 4 o'clock kick. Going to be tough. Valdosta's back to being Valdosta. But other than their 1 loss to Delta State, they've won the rest of their games. So it's it'll be a good game, hopefully, and hopefully it'll be an Argonaut win. But we've got a huge list of home events this week. Both Fockers are going to be home this weekend, Friday and Sunday. Swimming and Diving hosts Tulane Friday evening. Volleyball, they host Valdosta State on Saturday, so it's Let's Beat Valdosta Day. Cross Country just finished. They ran up at the GSC Championship this last weekend in Huntsville. They both finished in 6th place, which was higher than they were predicted in the preseason poll. It was a strong, successful day for the cross country programs.
Outstanding. Well, all the sports, I know we talk football all the time, but all the sports at UWF are generally amazing, and we definitely punch above our weight, so to speak, when it comes to Division II athletics. Brian Henry, he's UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. As always, Brian, thanks for the time this morning. Go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.
646 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Few slowdowns we're watching this morning. Interstate 10 eastbound at Pine Forest. At the end of the exit ramp, there's an accident at the traffic light slowing things down. I-10 eastbound past the Davis Highway exit. There's a disabled vehicle on the shoulder there, so please use caution. And we're just getting in off the text line. 297 in Pine Forest near the Publix. There's a semi in the ditch there. FHP is on the scene. This traffic is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cashback. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. If you have traffic report to report, please text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And I'm sorry, I did not hear. Jake, we just got the text, and I don't know if you mentioned ambulance right. Fire trucks at 17th and Cervantes. Did you mention that
one? No, I haven't seen that.
So just FYI, if you're heading in that vicinity, you might encounter some slowdowns. If you are a business, you got employees, you got benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you got to manage HR, you got to, you know, do payroll, all that kind of stuff. And what's going right now is working great for you. Fantastic. Wonderful. If it's not working great or you want somebody else to maybe help with it, or maybe it is going well, but you're wondering if there's not better out there, well, give Torgerson Causey a call. For more than 20 years, they've been helping local businesses just like yours do this better. I know because we had one company doing it, and then about 6 years ago, they came in and started doing it for us, and I thought, wow, I didn't know it could be this much better, and it really was. Better choices, better plans, better customer service, just kind of all around a better experience for me as an employee. I thought, man, they're great. And, you know, I love Reed and Todd, and they're just fantastic people. They love doing what they do. They're good at it. And like I said, they've been very, very effective at helping us. So if you'd like to get a review of what you're doing with your company and see if maybe it can be done better, give them a call. There's no obligation for that. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort the 2024 Atlas SE. Now at Feed More Imports from $39,421. Plus the VW ID4 EV. The all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features is now from $35,332 at Feed More Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feed More Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices for DAG, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gallon gas, 354. Florida averages 322. Georgia actually is the best in the land at 301. California, 544. If you're in Navarre, east and west of the Walmarts, 297, 298 up 87. 298 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, looks like 335 in proper. In Milton, 304 at the CEFCO. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 305 at a couple stations through Pace. On 9 Mile, the Walmart, 294. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then 302 coming in from the southwest side at the Murphy on Navy or the Shell at Cervantes. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, today marks 40 years since the deadly bombing of a U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut.
The attack happened on a Sunday morning when two truck bombs detonated near the barracks of the multinational force in Lebanon, killing 220 U.S. Marines, 18 sailors, and three soldiers. President Reagan commented from the White House lawn.
There are no words to properly express our outrage, and I think the outrage of all Americans, at the despicable act.
The bombing was the deadliest single-day death toll for the Marines since the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And the White House today asking Israel to hold off on a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip while they're still working to free hostages held by Palestinian militants. The New York Times reports that they also want more time to prepare for possible attacks on U.S. targets. And Pentagon officials say they've now received 270 new reports of UFOs over an eight-month span this year. The Defense Department released that new report to Congress and said the 274 new UFO sightings were reported to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
All right, good.
Quite a name for an office.
The All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ADAR. ADAR. Right? Did I do that right?
Yes.
It's hard to do it in your head while you're thinking about the word.
Unless you put the office at the end, then it's ADARO.
ADARO. Oh, sure. All right. Sounds like a musical instruction in a sheet music or something. So all
coming
right,
soon to a Taylor Swift concert film near you.
Tara, that's right. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, interesting book. I was I didn't read the book, but I read an article about the book. Okay, Melissa Kearney or Carney, maybe either way, is an economist, and she's written a book called The Two-Parent Privilege: How Americans Stopped Getting Married and Started Falling Behind. And basically the takeaway is children raised by two married parents do better, period. End of story. Period. End of story. Better than single parents, better than unmarried cohabitings. Married is better for kids, period. And this is not surprising to anybody who knows anything about social science, and yet it's controversial because... Well, how dare you, you know, right? How dare you say that it's better to, you know, that one social structure that's been around for thousands of years might be superior for children? Because it is. Because everybody knows this. But it sounds mean when you say it. It's, you know, that's the takeaway. Well, okay, conservatives have been saying this for years and years. Social scientists have been saying this for years and years. But the so-called party of science, you know, the... leftists who don't believe in a traditional family structure because that they believe that's judgy. Look, you're harming kids with your nonsense. Period. It's better for the, well, Andrew, there are certain, okay, there are exceptions, but the science is clear. The numbers are clear. The outcomes are clear. The science is clear. And yet we have a just wave in this country of unmarried people making children. I mean, half of babies in the U.S. Were born to unmarried women in 2019, up from 5% in 1960. And it's not divorce. It's unpartnered moms who have kids, single moms. Look, I was raised by a single mom, at least for a time. You know, she was married when I was born, and she got married to a man who became my stepdad, both of which were better for me. What I mean is, it was a marriage, and it was long-lasting, and it was enduring, and there's something that marriage does that is fundamentally different. And so one of the comments from the author, I don't know exactly what it is about marriage, but it's a very practical matter. If you just look at the data, marriage is what delivers kids a stable, long-term, two-parent household in this country. Period. End of quote. So there's kind of this weird formula. If you wait to have sex... You know, and then you get married, and then you have sex to make a child, and then you stay married. That's better for the kids. 6:57 on News Radio 92.3. Jake Scott, traffic on the fives.
There's some slowdowns we're watching this morning. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We have an accident at the end of that exit ramp at the traffic light. I-10 eastbound past the Davis Highway exit. There's a disabled vehicle on the shoulder. And 297 in Pine Forest near the Publix. There's a semi in the ditch. FHP is on the scene. And we just got a report in for 17th and Cervantes. There's crews on the scene there as well. If you have traffic info, please text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. By the way, just a quick follow-up on that. I mean, when I used to teach ethics, I used to teach a whole week on sex, dating, and marriage in class because it's well worth at least that much attention. There, some of the like quick reasons why marriage is so much better, because kids grow up in an environment where they have two parents who are working together to solve their problems and fighting and disagreeing and still resolving their problems, right? That's a key thing. Learning how to sublimate their own desires to the interests of the relationship, creating security within which you know that, you know, as a child of divorce, I can say that insecurity that is created by divorce is atrocious for a child. And, you know, why don't you love me enough to stay together? Why don't you get back together? All of that kind of stuff. So, again, I know that there are particulars and exceptions, but generally speaking, overwhelmingly, the data supports this conclusion. Why? For all kinds of reasons. But it really does actually make it better for the kids. And by the way, for the adults, too. It's not just for the kids at the cost of the adults. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Future news. That's what Jake and I tell you. Oh, I like the whisper. Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right. Now that we have in the years and years and years of this research and a good book on it, will the left acknowledge that married intact families are two-parent families are better for kids?
No,
because that would mean picking a lifestyle
right.
That does work better. Supreme Court has temporarily said the Biden administration can resume talking to social media companies about content. They haven't heard the full case yet. This has kind of been a back and forth on the court rulings. when the Supreme Court hears this case, will it allow the government to influence social media on content, or will it prevent the government from influencing on content?
Hopefully prevent.
I think prevent, yeah.
AM 1620, News Radio 92.3.